Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
I was online and I took a survey and it said that I want a Dyson vacuum, a V11. And I went through the process and paid, put my credit card information in for a $5 shipping fee or something. And then it got to complete checkout and it's not finalizing it. So it said confirm order, special offer number two, and then order summary is number three, but the three never came through. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so I would have to take a look at the information that you're giving.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. May I have your zip code?
06614. Are you some kind of a sweepstakes or something?
So we are third-party customer support. We service a variety of companies and their products. So I don't know what you're billed for until I pull your account up.
Okay. Just tell me what you need.
Okay. And what was the first and last name again?
Bonnie Girard, Bonnie Girard.
Right, ma'am. And could I get you to verify your address for security purposes?
75 Clover, Stratford, Connecticut, 06614.
All right, give me just a moment to take a look at the account.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Done.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, when I take a look at the account, it shows that you were billed the $59.89 on today. So let me just explain where that charge came from. When
You
you
said
took the
59.89?
correct.
Okay.
When you took the survey, it explained in the terms and conditions that if you enroll in a chance to receive one of those items that it was offering, It was also going to enroll you in something called a meal app plan. And that's just an app that they send to your email. It has different recipe guides and nutritional trackers and things like that on it. So that's where that charge came from. Now they are offering it to you for a discounted price of $20 off.
I don't even know what it is. I don't want it. I wasn't asked. I didn't see it, and I didn't see anything about $59. Only a $5 charge.
Okay, yeah, it would have been in the terms and conditions. So I can get it canceled for you so they
Yes,
don't
please.
bill you or send you anything any further.
Thank you. No vacuum, huh?
If you receive the, if you're going to receive the vacuum, they will reach out to you.
You know, see, it never went, the thing never went through. It didn't go to order summary number three. So this thing never finalized, you know, and then, you know, I said, wait a minute, I got my credit card in here. What's going on? Why is it stuck? You know, so I'd like to get my $59 back and I can return your email to you or whoever they are. Okay, ma'am. Yes.
Right, I have gotten the account canceled. I can give you the cancellation number. And the refund was put in. It can take 3 to 5 business days to show back up in the account. And
That's
would you like the,
$59.89.
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in cancel,
Uh-huh.
920
Right.
615
Yes.
403.
Okay. And you're saying it'll take 3 to 5 days and the $59.89 will be returned?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.